WBZ H910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Nationwide protests against the Trump administration happening. This demonstration in Raleigh, North Carolina. This protester in Washington.
What really pushed us to come to D.C. right now is the no due process for people like Kilmar Garcia. It just sets a really, really scary precedent if we can just send anybody we want overseas and not give them any due process.
An emergency Supreme Court ruling puts a temporary stop to the administration's deporting of Venezuelan migrants held in Texas under the Alien Enemies Act. It comes after Senator Chris Van Hollen met in El Salvador with a migrant deported to a prison there,
saying that the president shouldn't be posting information on social media or rattling off information in press conferences. If he has evidence against him, present it in court.
ABC's Selena Wang. Russian attacks continue despite the Easter truce declared by President Putin, says Ukraine's president. This is ABC News. The New York Auto Show is scaled down this year, matching the mood of car makers, says ABC's Wayne Cabot.
The auto industry wondering if these shiny new vehicles will be dinged by the Trump administration's 25% industry tariff. Cox Automotive data show consumers were out in force last month, trying to scoop up available cars, trucks, and SUVs before price increases. Sales were up month over month, 29.6%. What happens next month, no dealer knows. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Just in time for Easter, a historic New York City church reopening just around the corner from the old building, more than 4 years after a devastating fire forced it to close.
We would never have asked for a fire, but we had one. And the blessing of the fire is it increased our tribe by hundreds of people.
Reverend Jackie Lewis, senior pastor of Middle Collegiate Church in Manhattan's East Village. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
More than 600 international students and recent grads have had their visas revoked. Here's people that are here 100% legally. We've seen the ICE checklist. Do you wear a Chicago Bulls hoodie? Do you have a tattoo? Check, check, gone. Again, this is about due process and following the Constitution. And if we don't have that, then none of us are safe.
The Todd Albaugh Show, moving soon to its new time. Weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A nonprofit is working to help the farmers who lost federal grant money. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The Honor Farmer Contracts Act would order the United States Department of Agriculture to resume paying farmers from previously signed agreements. The Michael Fields Agriculture Institute is one of more than 350 organizations that have signed on to a letter of support to Congress. Ryan Martin, the executive director, says federal cuts have impacted both their network and their organization.
There's also a lot of legal and operational chaos. So we're sort of stuck navigating these legal gray zones around signed contracts. My part-time job right now, unfortunately, has been canceling contracts and laying off contractors, and we've had to lay off several staff.
The act would require the USDA to unfreeze all signed agreements and contracts, make past due payments quickly, and prohibit the agency from canceling contracts unless there is a breach of contract. The sudden cuts blindsided farmers across the country. Hundreds of farmers in the upper Midwest region participate in USDA-funded programs that pay farmers for serving their communities. Clint Bland, owner of Bland Family Farm and Farms of Illinois.
This funding has far more impacts than just paying one farmer. All this food was going out throughout the communities that we were serving to disadvantaged folks who needs food. And then it was also helping the business, and everything was just kind of flowing around. It kept the money right here and helped out the community.
Bland says the uncertainty has forced him to make operational changes, such as staff cuts and modifications to planting strategies to mitigate potential losses. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the upper 20s. Increasing clouds for tomorrow, nice day ahead though, highs to the upper 50s. Then some showers move in for Sunday night, a rainy Monday, temps stuck in the 40s and breezy. Currently 51 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll talk about the price of oil with Mr. Global and what that means for consumers. Hour number two, we'll talk about organ donation. I hope you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the rolling bluffs of the Driftless region to the pristine shorelines of Superior in Michigan, from the Northwoods to the Kettle Moraine, Civic Media broadcasts across all of Wisconsin. For all of Wisconsin. Take a trip with us across the radio network to hear from communities throughout the state. This is the Civic Media Spotlight.
Welcome in to Hour 2 of the Civic Media Spotlight. First up this hour, we'll go to a segment from Matinair on Air. And this week, Jane and Greg welcomed on Deborah Cronmiller, the executive director for the League of Women Voters in Wisconsin. She joins the show to talk about the SAVE Act, a voting bill that would make it significantly harder for some in this country to cast a ballot. It was passed last week in the House, and although it still awaits a vote in the Senate, the bill is already having an impact.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We do have baseball action tonight. Tigers at the Brewers. The broadcast starts at 6:05. You can listen to the game on terrestrial radio, on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WRJN Racine and Kenosha, WCQM in Park Falls, and in Hayward, WBZH. The crew hosting the Tigers tonight. The game starts at 6:05. We are joined by Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters. Deb, we've had a lot of listeners coming in with questions for you, so it's going to be a busy couple of segments, but good morning and thanks for making time for us. How are you?
Well, good morning and thank you for having me. SAVE Act is a big deal, let's talk.
It really is. So the SAVE Act passed in the House last week. This is something that was in Project 2025, in case people are not familiar, because yes, they are instituting things in under the Trump administration that were in Project 2025. But one of the first questions we got was from a listener I will call Jane, for example, so that we don't have to use her name. So here is her question, Deb. If a woman has a valid passport with both her maiden and married names on it, is this enough documentation to prove I am who I am? So say, for example, my name is Jane Ann Matinair Clooney. Just as an example. Jane Ann Matinair Clooney, but my birth certificate says Jane Ann Matinair. Would that be enough for me to bring to my polling place, and would they accept that?
Short answer, yes. The SAVE Act, as it passed the House, indicates that there are three sets of documents that will enable you to prove citizenship. One of them is a passport. So as long as you are holding a passport, you will be able to vote. The other two are your naturalization papers, if you are naturalized, and passport and birth certificate.
Okay.
Got to have a birth certificate. So, but keep in mind that though that sounds on its surface, okay, you know, we all had a birth certificate, we most of us maybe have a passport. You know, if we're naturalized, we know where our naturalization papers are. Should be a no-brainer. Tribal IDs will no longer count. Tribal IDs do not state your birthplace. So now a member of a tribe in the state of Wisconsin and across the nation will have to subsequently prove where they were born. And, you know, that may or may not be easy for folks. Somebody who has lost their passport or has lost their birth certificate, maybe through a natural disaster. Maybe their parent had it and never gave it to them. They just don't have their birth certificate. You know, so we think about the exceptions to the rules. And the SAVE Act, beyond just having these three very limiting pieces of citizenship proof, it takes away other intrinsic voting rights. For instance, in Wisconsin, we can register to vote online. The SAVE Act specifically will disallow that, so there's no more online registration. You have to present in person to your clerk one of those three pieces of documentation to be able to ensure that you can register to vote. Every time you move, you will have to do that. So now let's suppose you live in a rural Wisconsin county. Your clerk doesn't maintain regular office hours because she works very part-time and works out of her kitchen. How are you going to, as a senior perhaps, moving from senior independent living to senior assisted living to senior nursing living, each of those moves, your address changes, each of those moves, now you will be compelled to go to your clerk's office and show your new address and your proof of citizenship.
And that would hold, Deb, even if I'm going to be staying within the same county. Just with the change of address, that is going to be enough. That you change address, doesn't matter if you move, if you're staying in the same county, you're staying in the same city. If your address changes, you have to show up in person to re-register again.
Whereas right now, say I live downtown in the city of Madison and I'm in a high-rise apartment building and I'm on the second floor, something opens up on the 10th floor and I want it, so I move up there. Right now, I just have to inform the clerk that I moved to a new unit number at the same address. In the future, I would have to go to the clerk's office to show that I have moved to this new address and again present one of those three pieces of citizenship proof.
Well, and the other thing too that I'm hearing from you, Deb, is, you know, a lot of people don't have their birth certificate, the one with the raised stamp on that. And people don't have passports. Granted, the argument might be, well, let's just get your birth certificate. You can go get one. That costs money. That means in order to vote, you have to pay for a document. If you want a passport, that's even more expensive. That is, and it's a time-consuming process because you have to go, apply, get a picture, send it in, wait, get it. And then you spent money on this in order to vote. That has been said before. We'll say it's a poll tax.
It's quite exclusionary. There's no questions about that. My friend Jay Heck over at Common Cause Wisconsin yesterday put out a piece that I found to be very interesting. He did some research here in the state of Wisconsin. And according to his numbers, 3,269,361 individuals in Wisconsin have no passport.
Yep. Say the number again, please.
3,269,361 individuals living in Wisconsin do not have a passport. So all of those now will be forced either to get a passport or to make sure they have a copy of their birth certificate and the other ID that would be necessary to accompany that birth certificate. So this is in addition, in Wisconsin, our ID laws and proof of residency requirements, they don't go away. This is on top of. And so it will be more onerous for, you know, half of the state's population, essentially, to maintain their eligibility to vote. He also indicated that there are 1 million 316,546 married women in the state of Wisconsin. And those women, without a passport, without access to a birth certificate, without access to naturalization papers if they're naturalized, would not be easily registered to vote. They're going to have to go through the hoop of getting a subsequent piece of citizenship proof to make sure that they can register. Now, keep in mind, I don't want to like be running with my hair on fire here. If you're currently registered and you do not move, you're good to go.
Right.
But there are so many people who are transient. You know, think of our military families. Think of, you know, older people who are moving, you know, they're aging and they're moving from one kind of facility to another kind of facility. Think of young people. You know, you live maybe in two different kind of campus housing units. Then you move to your first apartment. You live there a year or two. Then you move to a second place. Maybe you buy a house in a couple of years. At each of those junctures, you'll be forced to go into your clerk's office and present your proof of citizenship. And this is just, you know, and in my mind, it's a means, a way to prevent eligible voters from easily accessing their voice, their vote by, you know, being an eligible and registered voter.
Absolutely. If you're just joining us, Deb Cronmiller is here from the Wisconsin League of Women Voters, and we are talking about the SAVE Act that passed in the House last week. That will still have to move on to the Senate and get approval in the Senate, correct, Deb?
Absolutely. Yes. And the League of Women Voters, if you go to our website and many other voting rights advocates' websites, you will find information on how to contact, in Wisconsin, our two senators, Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson, and let them know that we do not think it's a good idea for this to be passed by the Senate. And the Senate has the opportunity to stop this piece of legislation from becoming law. And but the Senate has to hear from members in Wisconsin, yes, members in every state of the union, that these additional requirements, this, attempt to suppress the vote, this is not what Americans want. We want the access to the ballot.
And the unfortunate truth for some is that there is no evidence of widespread voter fraud. None. Wisconsin taxpayers spent over $2 million that we paid to Michael Gableman to hunt down all that fraud after the 2020 election. And what did he find? Oh, wait, zippo. None. Zero. There is no reason to increase these restrictions on voting except to stop people who might not vote for them.
Well, and that was the thing that I wanted to mention, too, is that while this is a nonpartisan discussion, in my opinion, because of its effect, this will affect people who voted for Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Jill Stein, Bernie Sanders. It'll affect so many people. We are going to see individuals at the polls in the coming years scratching their head, confused, not knowing what, because like we've said before, not everybody has every time, every minute in the hour to listen to us and talk about these things. So it's important to be informed right now. And that important point to say is if you're registered and you voted, you're good right now. That's good to know.
We're going to continue our conversation with Deb Cronmiller on the other side. We have another listener question for you as well, Deb and Jack. I see you on the line. Hang on. We'll take you when we return. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay close.
Matt Nair on Air is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekday mornings from 10 till noon. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Next up on the Civic Media Spotlight, we go to a segment from the Maggie Dawn Show. Maggie welcomed on Representative Karen DeSanto, who shares her journey from being a circus clown to being a political leader. She also highlights her tenure as executive director of the Boys and Girls Club and its impact on her legislative work.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. This half hour, we're talking with Wisconsin Representative Karen DeSanto. She represents Assembly District 40 out of Baraboo. We've been talking about education, Representative, and I am apoplectic would be a word that we have somehow decided to vilify teachers and believe Robin Voss's lies. Like, I don't get it. He gave an interview about, I don't know, 2 months ago or so, where he said, we've made a generational investment in public schools. No, you didn't. You, Robin Voss, and Scott Walker architected the most massive defunding of public education in Wisconsin's modern history. It's just on both scale and percentage wise. And these improvements that Tony Evers, Governor Evers, has been able to make in partnership with Democrats in the Assembly have been simply to staunch the bleed. Now it's going to be even more complicated if Trump is successful in dismantling the Department of Education. It's going to be even more complicated for schools to get the funding they need to support students that voucher schools can turn away and discriminate against, which includes students with individualized education plans. Right. Do you know someone who is on the spectrum, a kid that has special needs? Guess what? They don't have to be accepted to voucher schools. If we voucherize the whole damn thing, who's taking your child or the kid you love or mentor or see in church or in the grocery store? Who's taking care of that kid? Thank you for bringing this up, Karen, because I don't get it. I do not understand.
I can see it. Right. None of us do. And I love that you are right on the money. There are so many things that I just think the people do not understand what is truly happening. They don't understand that our public schools physically write a check out of their general fund to these private schools to support these kids, that these private education systems don't have the same standards and criteria that our public schools are required to follow. And you're right, especially our kids with individualized learning programs, right? So anybody, sure, they can go to any school they want. They send them that check. And then you know what happens? They don't have a service because they are not required to have a speech pathologist.
Correct.
Or an occupational therapist or a reading specialist.
Nor do they have to take the same testing standards or do the same reporting or come up with a reading and literacy plan for kids that are behind. And so, you know, like you got Doge running around with a bunch of post-pubescent boys that know nothing about government, searching high and low for claimed fraud, waste, and abuse. I got an idea for them. I'll tell you where there's a bunch of leakage of tax dollars that are getting misspent with no accountability and no auditing. Voucher schools. There are no standards. There are very low fiscal accountability. There's no nationalized system of auditing these things. You want to be concerned about ineffective government programs? look at voucher and charter right programs.
Follow the money. Follow the money. So here's what I've heard from my constituents that have been, it's hard to have a young person or a child in your family that needs extra help, right? It's hard. It is difficult on parents, especially single parent families. So when these schools come around, they said, hey, you know what? Your son could do a real good job over here at my school. Come over there. Of course, parents are like, thank you. We need that support. We need that respite, right? Then what happens is little Johnny goes over to that school and they don't have the supports that he needs to thrive and to be successful. So they say, oh, mom, I'm so sorry, but Johnny isn't doing well here. He's probably going to have to go back to his other school. But they keep the money.
Right.
So all the money for that child stays with that school. So Johnny goes back to public education, and now they have to, by law, give him the supports that he needs. So now we're running a deficit, and this is what I'm saying. Now we run deficits. All our schools are experiencing that exact scenario.
And it's worse. It's harder in rural school districts.
Absolutely.
Too. It's the bigger your school district. So like Milwaukee, they at least have scale. They can absorb some of that. But you move into those more rural districts, and it's a real hard situation for folks. We got a couple of our loyal listeners. Let's take one of their comments or calls. We've got Ruth from Eau Claire, a new-ish caller. Hello, Ruth. Please say hello to Representative DeSanto. What is your comment or question this afternoon?
Hello, it's both of you, and I appreciate and the guest. And my daughter says me too, someone who went through special education and really benefited from it. And I certainly want other young parents to benefit from that. I am calling, though, that I'm looking for another voice. I'm looking for, like, the hope, the direction, embracing what we have. I hear, and I know there's a lot to react to right now, but it's so reactionary, and I'm just...
Oh, wait. I'm so sorry, Ruth, we lost you. Let me give you some hope. Karen DeSanto is now in the Wisconsin Assembly. We have fairer maps. We are going to continue to have fairer maps in the state of Wisconsin because Susan Crawford was just elected to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. We have a chance coming up in just a couple years to replace an ideologue on our Supreme Court with someone who will follow the law, that understands we all deserve equal protection under the law. Every day is an opportunity for us to speak up, not just to react, but to advocate for the positive change that we need to see. We have a governor who cares deeply about these issues, who's trying to invest not just more in education, but more in children's mental health. Mm-hmm. Representative DeSanto, with our last minute, what do you say to Ruth out there to give her some hope about moving forward?
Absolutely. And Ruth, thank you. Don't lose hope. All the things Maggie just mentioned are right on fire. We do have a pathway. And one of the first bits of legislation that your Assembly Democrats put forward is the Lowering Cost, Improving Lives package. That includes creating food for all kids, lunches. And I mean, if you pare it down, it's just simple, basic facts, simple, basic needs. Food for all kids, boom, makes a better school day. Expansion of the homestead tax credit, great for families, lower income families, and last, lowering prescription costs for all families so you can get the prescriptions that you need. But that is what our Democrats are doing for our state.
Thank you so much, Representative Karen DeSanto. We're going to take Maryland Senator's comments about Abrigo Garcia next.
The Maggie Dawn Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekday afternoons from 2 until 4. To learn more about this show and all of Civic Media's programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Nationwide protests against the Trump administration happening. This demonstration in Raleigh, North Carolina. This protester in Washington.
What really pushed us to come to D.C. right now is the no due process for people like Kilmar Garcia. It just sets a really, really scary precedent if we can just send anybody we want overseas and not give them any due process.
An emergency Supreme Court ruling puts a temporary stop to the administration's deporting of Venezuelan migrants held in Texas under the Alien Enemies Act. It comes after Senator Chris Van Hollen met in El Salvador with a migrant deported to a prison there.
Saying that the president shouldn't be posting information on social media or rattling off information in press conferences. If he has evidence against him, present it in court.
ABC's Selena Wang. Russian attacks continue despite the Easter truce declared by President Putin, says Ukraine's president. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks lose to the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing game one of their playoff series to the Pacers in Indiana, 117-98. Although Giannis Antetokounmpo led the Bucks with 36 points, the Pacers did a good job from being a playmaker and getting assists. And he didn't get much help from his teammates. Brooke Lopez, Kyle Kuzma had a combined 4 points at the half. Damian Lillard talking for the first time after suffering that blood clot.
A little bit scary. You know, I think I've had a couple surgeries in my career. You know, I've had things that I've had to deal with, you know, ankle or knee, Achilles, calf, whatever it might be. You know, but those are all things that you go to rehab, you know, you deal with it like that, you know, like an athlete would. So, you know, I'm thinking that's what I was going into. And then you see you have a blood clot. And obviously that's a thing that can affect your life. You know, I'm just happy to be on the other side of it.
Baseball, the Brewers and the A's, game two of their 3-game series tonight at American Family Field. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the upper 20s. Increasing clouds for tomorrow. Nice day ahead, though. Highs to the upper 50s. Then some showers move in for Sunday night. A rainy Monday. Temps stuck in the 40s and breezy.
Currently 49 degrees.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Forgiveness Education. A concept developed by Dr. Bob Enright at the UW-Madison more than 3 decades ago. He has developed curriculum to teach forgiveness to students K through 12. Course materials have been used in Northern Ireland, in inner-city U.S. schools, and in Africa, with measurable success in the reduction of anger and a commitment to choosing forgiveness rather than hurt, anger, and resentment. If you're an educator, please investigate forgiveness education at internationalforgiveness.com.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them.
T. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee Film Festival Program Director Kirsten Larson and Tim Sowers from the Overture Center in Madison discusses their new lineup. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with T. Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Civic Media Spotlight. We go now to a segment from the Todd Ulba Show. where this week he welcomed on State Senator Sarah Kieski to give us an update on what she's accomplished in her first 3 months in office. Thus far, she's been fighting to proactively ban hedge funds from buying up houses and jacking up the prices, a situation already occurring in Milwaukee.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon on this Thursday, April 17th, 2025. Zomer's on the board. Many thanks to Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich for being our guest last half hour. Cannot wait to get up there next Friday for the draft. And very excited for our next guest as well from a part of the state that I'm familiar with, South Central and Southwest Wisconsin. She is the new freshman state senator for that area. We welcome her back.
3, 2, 1.
Nimmo back at the track. Gone.
Doll on the track, doll at the wall. Goodbye. Home run.
Fly ball right field. Hit it. We're tied!
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At the track, wall gone! Sal Frelick gets into one to right center.
Track to the wall, goodbye! Back-to-back games with a home run for Reese Hoskins.
Tonight, the crew welcome the Athletics to Milwaukee and the beautiful American Family Field.
Malloy turns. He's a spectator. It is sailing. It is gone. Christian Yelich.
Third ball right back to Quintana. Fields it. Throws to second for one. The turn to first is in time. Oh, what a job by Quintana.
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
On a mild but sunny Saturday in Milwaukee, it's the Brewers and the Athletics for Game 2 of this three-game series. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the On Deck Show, built by Menards, alongside Josh Maurer and our producer and engineer, Kent Sommerfeld. Lane Grindle with you here tonight. Brewers looking to take this series from the A's after winning Game 1 last night by a final score of 5-3. The Brewers and the A's will play today and then Easter Sunday tomorrow afternoon, and then the Brewers head out on a long road trip, their longest of the season. Tonight, the Brewers will send former A's farmhand Chad Patrick to the mound. It'll be Luis Severino, former Yankee and former Met, on the hill for the Athletics. We have more of the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We'll talk to Josh Maurer when we come back right after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Forgiveness Education, a concept developed by Dr. Bob Enright at the UW-Madison more than 3 decades ago. He has developed curriculum to teach forgiveness to students K through 12. Course materials have been used in Northern Ireland, in inner city U.S. schools, and in Africa, with measurable success in the reduction of anger and a commitment to choosing forgiveness rather than hurt, anger, and resentment. If you're an educator, please investigate forgiveness education at internationalforgiveness.com.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. And many tests are available for free or are covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family, I love you. Get screened. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
I never considered myself to be a heavy drinker. At first, I only drank with friends, then to get through the day. I hit rock bottom when I realized I was choosing alcohol over my family. That's when I made the call. With my doctor's help, I was diagnosed with alcohol use disorder. Now, I'm getting to the root of my addiction and finding better ways to cope.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
The Northwoods' new home for Brewer Baseball, WBZH, AM 910, and FM 96.9 Hayward. Back to Brewer Baseball.
Yes. Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards from American Family Field, as the Brewers and A's getting set for the middle game of this three-game series. And Josh Maurer joining me now here on the broadcast. And Josh, Chad Patrick gets the ball. It's his fourth start of 2025, and it's kind of wild to think where the Brewers might be without him. He has been a really big discovery for them to start this season.
It's really incredible that you've got a guy that was almost assuredly ticketed to start the year in AAA were it not for all the injuries that the starting rotation with the big club had suffered. And he's been a revelation for them. He's given up one run in his three starts total. So that has exceeded, I think, anybody's wildest expectations. It's going to be interesting tonight. This is the organization that traded him to the Brewers a couple of years ago in the offseason. And the reason that he's in the Milwaukee org in the first place is because then Oakland, they decided, well, we'd rather have Abraham Toro. So I imagine there's a little bit of revenge on the mind of Chad tonight as he goes up against them here in his fourth big league start.
Yeah, you mentioned him being in the minors to start the year. He was optioned during spring training. That's how unlikely it is that he is doing what he's doing in the month of April for the crew. Hey, it's been a really good homestand for Christian Yelich.
Yeah, it really has. And he had three RBI last night, drove in three of the five runs for the Brewers in that victory. And it look, you knew that that was going to come for Christian. He had been 0-16 coming into his last at-bat of the game Tuesday night in Lane ever since. He has reached in six of his next nine plate appearances.
Celebrating some birthdays for the crew today as well. Sal Frelick, 25 today. Mike Vassallo's doubling him up in age. We'll talk to Pat Murphy when we come back after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, Concordia University of Wisconsin, Usinger's Famous Sausage, American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Market, Pops Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Carbless, Island Resort and Casino, Fellow Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Cousin Subs, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, and Wisconsin Dental Association on the Brewers Radio Network.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind, for all our customers, existing and new. We're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
You've taught them, trained them, taken every precaution. But sometimes, despite your best efforts, someone gets hurt on the job. Because they're not perfect. They're people. And they're your people. At least you can keep them happy, healthy, and working with a workers' compensation policy from West Bend. It's how to give every problem a silver lining. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com.
Welcome back to the On Deck Show, built by Menards. The Pat Murphy Show is brought to you by Concordia University. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field, at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit cuw.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University, live uncommon. Murph, a really nice performance out of your club last night, and what an exciting night for Caleb Durbin. It was really fun to see the way the crowd embraced him every time he came to the plate and every time he made a play in the field.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. The kid's contagious, his energy and his approach, being diminutive, and he just attracts a lot of attention and plays the game with such passion. But the club played great last night. I mean, there was a lot of good things to take from the game. Their pitcher, Jin, pitched very, very well. And we still stayed relentless and kept scoring runs, and it made it great for us. Freddie was great for five, and we got some good relief performances and was able to hang on at the end.
You know, the thing about Caleb, and we can talk about all the different skill sets that he possesses, but you mentioned it, energy. I think he's a guy that's going to bring energy every single day when he comes to the yard.
yeah, that's how he got here. You know, like nobody counted on this kid getting to the big leagues, and he's here because of performance. And part of his performance is just those relentless energy. And I think he's a perfect fit. You know, it's Sal Frelick in the infield. It fits with how we play the game.
I thought it was a, as you said, a great performance from Freddie, especially because the A's just grind out every at bat. You really have to work for every out, and Freddie puts up five scoreless.
I got the A's as a really good team. Mm-hmm. You know, I really do. I respect their team. Their lineup is dangerous. Their pitching staff is very good. We all know what the back end of the pen is like. So, I respect this team a great deal.
Back with more with Murph after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The Foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
What's on your to-do list? Check your mail? Get groceries? How about getting your annual vaccines? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. Because we've got you. With local vaccine events and access to transportation, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore.
You've got this.
A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Get on board.
The water is open. It's time to go boating and fishing and leave stress in our wake. Feel the wind as we ride and a fish on the line. Reel in our first catch and feel the sun at our backs. It's get out on the water season. It's time to get on board. Find out where to get on board near you. Visit Take Me Fishing and Discover Boating to learn more. And please recreate responsibly.
Get on board. Get on board.
The Northwoods' new home for Brewer baseball. WBZH, AM 910, and FM 96.9 Hayward. Back to Brewer baseball.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and A's getting set for game two of this three-game series. As the Brewers hand the ball to Chad Patrick tonight, it'll be Luis Severino for the Athletics. And Murph, I want to ask you about Grant Anderson. Every time you're handing him the ball right now, he's being efficient and getting outs for you.
Yeah, another surprise for me. I didn't have him on the club out of spring. I didn't have him reaching the major leagues really anytime. I didn't know him very well. Did a little research and then got to see him in spring. He didn't have a particularly solid spring, and you know, I didn't know what we had there, and really wasn't writing him on my paper as somebody that was going to impact us. But boy, was I wrong. I mean, he's been incredible competitor, and you know, just going out getting it done, takes the ball every night. You know, a guy you can now depend on. So he's getting leverage for us like he did the last few times, and that's what this organization does. It seeks out players that need opportunity, and they're hungry, and Grant Anderson fits right that mold.
It's one of the great things about this game. Sometimes that's what the guy needs, is just that opportunity to get his feet underneath of him, right?
So true. The game's mental. You know, we can figure all the analytics in the world, and I have great respect for the numbers and the data. And how it's put together, and agree with a lot of it. But you can't put together, you know, data that measures how badly a guy wants it or how much the guy's going to play above his intended number. And, yeah, I think we're built on guys that do that. That's how we're going to have to win.
You will face Luis Severino tonight. Not a lot of secrets with him. He's been around a long time. Brewers faced him a couple of times last season.
Yeah, he's really good. You know, there's no question. He's really good. A well-known household name in baseball. He's going to come right at you. He's going to challenge you, and hopefully we're going to be up to that challenge.
Murph, we appreciate it. Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Lane.
Pat Murphy with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We're back with more after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera. Good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
Save big money at Menards. Find the perfect outdoor lighting for your patio and walkway with Patriot Lighting. Add a modern, clean style to your yard with a 10-pack of Majestic Solar LED path lights. They automatically turn on at dusk for up to 8 hours of illumination with no wiring required. Pick them up today. On sale now through April 20th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Dear baseball fans, swing into action with Toyota's 2025 lineup. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility all-star that delivers in the clutch. On deck, the spacious Grand Highlander, followed by the fuel-savvy Corolla. Next up, our slugger Tacoma, bringing upper deck power every at-bat. And rounding out the lineup, the playmaking all-hybrid Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local dealer. Toyota, let's go places.
Brewers and Athletics are coming up here from American Family Field, game two of this series. Brewers will try to clinch another set, and it would give them a winning homestand if they win either of these final two games. We're on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, and it's time for tonight's injury report presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. If you missed the news yesterday, both Brandon Woodruff and Tobias Myers made rehab starts as they try to get closer to getting activated, and Tobias apparently is very close. After five scoreless innings with Nashville yesterday, Tobias is here, and he told the writers in the clubhouse before the game today that he is expecting to pitch in San Francisco, perhaps the finale of the four-game series at Oracle Park next week. That'd be great news to get Tobias back into the big league rotation. Tonight's keys to the game are presented by Toyota. Visit your local Wisconsin Toyota dealer to check out Toyota's incredible lineup, like the all-new Tacoma, Grand Highlander, and RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Well, for Chad Patrick, who makes the start tonight, just his fourth as a big leaguer, you're going to have to avoid the walks. He's been incredible as a starter. He's given up just one run in his three starts, but a total of eight walks, and you feel like that's not really sustainable. He's going to have to cut down on those bases on balls to continue to be as successful as he's been. We will get the lowdown on things with the A's from their radio broadcaster, Johnny Dosko. It's been quite a tumultuous year for that franchise, and Johnny gives us the lowdown from the opposing booth after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Hey, Milwaukee, are you looking for a win? Try Unleaded 88. Unleaded 88 is available at lots of Wisconsin gas stations. It's cheaper than regular fuel, and it's better for your engine. Unleaded 88 is grown and produced by Wisconsin farmers. When you fill up with Unleaded 88, you save money, reduce pollution, get a cleaner engine, and you support local farmers. That's a win for all of us. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
You know that little pain in your tooth? The one you've been hoping will go away? That one you'd have checked out if only you had dental insurance. Yeah, that's probably a cavity. And no, it won't just go away. Left untreated, that little pain can become a big pain with a big cost. And if you don't have dental insurance, we have a solution. The new Wisconsin Dental Association Dental Savings Club can save you up to 55% on quality care from WDA dentists you can trust. Learn more and join at WDAClub.com.
Hey, I went to the new place. They didn't have everything, but the bananas were on sale.
Wait, why didn't you go to Woodman's?
Hi, we're the Woodman's.
I'm Clint.
I'm Phil.
Other stores promote a few items but charge more for everything else.
At Woodman's, you save big time money on your whole grocery bill.
I even use the app to compare prices.
Oh my gosh, talk about receipt regret.
Our work here is done.
Savings. It's Woodman's. Game two is coming up. It's the Brewers and the Athletics on a Saturday night inside American Family Field, and we welcome you back. It's the On Deck Show built by Menards. It's time to get the view from the opposing booth. We welcome on the radio voice of the A's. The one and only Johnny Dosko joins me here. It's good to have you in Milwaukee, my friend.
Great to be here, Josh.
All right. There's a lot going on with your organization, yeah. And it's both on the field, it's off the field. I just am curious, from a standpoint of being the radio voice of a team that's in the middle of moving to a new city, bringing in lots of young talent, trying to rebuild and become a contender, how is it all going? How are you holding up with everything that's been changing?
Well, yeah, there's a lot to unpack there. You know, for me personally, it's been kind of a full circle moment. I was in Sacramento for so many years, so to come back to Sacramento after being there 22 years as a minor league announcer, and then to come back and broadcast big league baseball in the place I broadcast all those years of minor league baseball is just a wow moment. But it's not all about me, and it's about the team. And I think they're trying to figure out kind of how to navigate this thing, right? You do have a new batter's eye, you have new lights, you have a new clubhouse. So you're trying to make it as major league ready as you can, as you know, you get ready 3 years in Sacramento and then go to Las Vegas in 2028. But so that's a lot. There's a lot there. And I think, you know, I give the players a lot of credit because they're making the adjustment pretty quickly. It's tough. I mean, they've been playing in big league states since they've been to the big leagues. It's all big league ballparks. Now they're playing in a minor league, or playing in a triple A facility. But I think they've done a nice job in cleaning the place up, making it as big league ready as it can be, right? So I think for the most part, it's been a, I wouldn't say seamless transition, seamless from our perspective, but there's a lot of factors for a lot of people. You know, baseball ops, and they've had to make a lot of adjustments on the fly to make this work, and I think they've done a pretty good job of it.
How has, and I know it's only been a couple of homestands, but how has the reception been from the people in Sacramento?
Tremendous. It's been tremendous. It's packed every night. It's not sold out every night, but it's been packed. And for these guys to play in front of a packed house, although you look 9, 10, 11,000, 12,000, but it's still packed and it's still loud and it's still good support. I think as we get into the summer, Josh, I think it's going to be more of a home field advantage for the Athletics. I think right now the A's are still kind of feeling their way out in this ballpark because it's all new to them. So they're kind of playing road games too until they get a feel for the ballpark and all the nooks and crannies in the ballpark. I think it's going to take a little time for them to be completely comfortable in their own backyard, their own home ballpark. It's coming though.
And I would imagine that's a big reason that the road record is so good. The home record, not as much so far. But as you say, that can certainly change. It's only April. We're visiting with Johnny Dosko. He's the radio voice of the A's. It's the On Deck Show built by Menards. When I started this, I said, you know, this is a good young team. A lot of talent that is homegrown, most of it anyway. And the fact that they're starting to show results already, is this even seemingly kind of ahead of schedule?
It's... I think it's right on schedule for what the A's wanted. Maybe a little bit ahead of schedule, right on schedule. When you talk about Jacob Wilson, I mean, the way he rocketed through the system, right? It didn't take him long. And, he, you know, he hit 401 in the minor leagues. And then he's come up here and he's hitting 17 of 18. Max Muncy getting his first opportunity, right? Tyler Soderstrom, who everybody knew he's going to hit. We just didn't know how quickly he would make the adjustment and start to hit at the big league level as well as he has this year, leading the major leagues in home runs. But, you know, Blade came over, but Langoliers came over. But a lot of these homegrown guys, I mean, I consider kind of them homegrown guys. They've been with the organization for 2 or 3 years. So, look, it's been really exciting to see the growth and see the talent and see it all. I mean, offensively, I think this team has just started. You will start to see even more as we get into the season, May, June, July, on how talented this team is offensively. Because really, Rooker and Butler haven't got going yet, and they're still hitting the ball. Rooker's starting to come out of it and starting to swing a hot bat. But even Rooker, you're going to see home runs in bunches for Rooker. I personally think Rooker's going to get over 40 this year. I do. I think he's going to get over 40 home runs. So I'm excited to see what this team can do. Butler, sky's the limit for this guy. The talent is immense. So I just can't wait to see what these guys do. And I'm excited about the rotation as well. I mean, the starting rotation is solid. Picking up Severino, picking up Springs, Bedeau coming into his own. Sears, he's going to start every fifth day. We know that. And watching JT Ginn with that great sinker. So I think the sky's the limit for this club right now.
We're just going to ask Rooker to wait a couple of more days before he gets the home run swinging gear. Johnny, thank you so much for the time. Great catching up with you.
Great to catch up with you too. Thank you.
Johnny Dosko, he's our guest from the A's Radio Network. We'll come back. I'll get you the starting lineups for Game 2. It's the Brewers and the Athletics on the Brewers Radio Network.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in